The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Jesus fucks.
Get ready for the miracle of Mega, a comedy podcast from the staff of a fictional mega church.
And not only does he fuck, but he's the best at it.
I'm Holly Loren.
And I'm Greg Hess.
Our characters, Hallie and Gray, welcome a new guest each week, played by some of the biggest names in comedy and podcasting.
Like Scott Aukerman, Lauren Lapkus, Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, Cecily Strong, and Duncan Trussell.
I just love to think about that, the light shining down on all those corpses in the water and Noah just going by and maybe a mom being like, please, we're running out of energy. Can you please let us on the boat?
It's completely improvised and it's devilishly funny.
Is there any question you have for us about, you know, what it means to live a life in Christ?
I guess, how much do you think is bullshit?
There's a new episode every Sunday.
Listen and subscribe to Mega, wherever you get your podcasts.
Best I ever had. Y'all can do it. Y'all sing along. You know what I'm saying? Go, Jesus, you the best.
Jesus, you're the best.
You to be the best.
Jesus, you're Jesus, the best. You the be-
okay, never mind.
Best I ever had. Best wow. I ever had.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I'm here for the weekly French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the press.
Mr. President, yes, you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Susan Taylor with Essence Magazine. At your rally in Pennsylvania, you said that you weren't going to let this country become a socialist country. And then you added that we were under threat of communism as well. You made a point of saying that that's the first time you've warned of a communist threat. What made you say it? What has changed that makes you think our country is headed towards communism?
It is everywhere. You can see it on the internet.com. What do you think that means?
Well, sir, .com means commercial.
Then how do you explain Kamala Harris? It's right under the noses of the fake news. Next question.
Mr. President, right there.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News.
Oh, Tony, good to hear from you, Tony. Good to see you. Thank you so much for the pizza pie last night, Tony.
Thank you, Mr. President. Putin's critic, Alexei Navalny, was poisoned with Novichok, a Russian nerve agent. Putin now says that Mr. Navalny poisoned himself. Do you have any comment about that?
Well, that is very possible. You know how it is in the morning. You're not quite awake. You stagger into the bathroom, open the cabinet. You know, my hair doesn't stay like this all night. In the morning, before I have unflatted it, it can cover my eyes. And sometimes I put some pills in my mouth. I don't even know what I've taken. I've shoved Melania's mascara wand up my nose thinking I was taking a COVID test. That's why I went to the Walter Reed that time. I had all sorts of black shit up my nose. Or maybe Navalny kept his Novichok in the kitchen. Maybe he was having a hamburger and he reached for the ketchup and accidentally grabbed the Russian nerve agent. That can happen. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Karen von Carlson, OAN. You must have recovered very strongly from the mascara up your nose, sir, because you are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, Karen. Do you have a question?
How about, aren't we lucky to have you?
Why, yes, you are. Thank you, Karen. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Eddie Barrett with the Cambridge Chronicle.
Mr. President, Mother Jones magazine has released tapes of your deposition from your Trump University case. In it, you claim that you did very well in your lawsuit against Tim O'Sullivan, who you sued for accurately stating your net worth, which you exaggerate. In fact, you lost that case, Mr. President. How was that doing, quote, very well? Mr. President, you seem to have a pattern of losing and then just saying that you won.
No, it's just that I never lose. That's how I win. It's like, say, you take the Cincinnati Bengals according to the score. They have lost all but two games. It doesn't matter. All they have to do is every time they get tackled, climb out from under the pig pile and yell, "Yes, we, watch me now." And when the game is over, jump up and down and cheer. Open champagne, fans run on the field. It's like Rocky. People forget the score. Next question. Next question. Is your answer? Yes, that's right, you.
Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo. Also, in regards to the deposition for the Trump University case, what was a little surprising was that you were really acting like a petulant child.
I did not. And you are a doo-doo head. Next question, you doo-doo heads.
Mr. President,
yes. Thank you so much, Susan Taylor with Essence Magazine. When taking questions outside the White House the other day, a reporter asked you for your reaction to our country reaching 200,000 people who have died of COVID-19, and you turned away and asked if there were any other questions. Do you have a response?
Next question.
Mr. President, please, quick follow-up.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News. You have said that Biden is against God. What makes you say that?
Tony, it's what Stormy Daniels shouted out when she climaxed during sex with moi. And I believe it was God speaking to me through her. Next question.
Mr. President.
Follow-up question, sir. Yes, you right there, that guy.
Eddie Barrett, Cambridge Chronicle. Thank you, Mr. President. Win, lose, or draw, will you accept the vote and the will of the American people in the presidential election?
We'll see what happens. If I lose, I probably won't leave right away because I have so much packing to do. Even if Joe Biden wins, and I don't think Putin will let that happen, but even if he does, I can't leave until I Marie Kondo the place. You know, you hold each thing in your hand, and if it doesn't spark happiness, you think it and let it go. I did that with Jeff Sessions. He was so tiny. You know, I hate to pack stuff that I really don't want and take it to the next place. There is only one thing I can hold in my hands that gives me real pleasure. So, that will take some time. Next question.
Mr. President,
thank you, sir. Emmett Manning again, New York Newsday. Sir, what did you mean when you said, quote, get rid of the ballots?
I meant I want to win. Do you have any idea how many crimes I could be prosecuted for if I'm not hiding in the White House? I'm going to have to repurpose Saddam Hussein's hole. Get rid of the fucking ballots. If there are no ballots, I win. Next question.
Mr. President, right there, you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Eddie Barrett, Cambridge Chronicle. Mr. President, respectfully, most Americans don't trust you because you lie about everything.
Not everything.
Mr. President, you politicized the government's public health response to the virus by sidelining Dr. Fauci, taking over briefings on the coronavirus, and exerting pressure on the CDC to match what you are saying. Now that you claim that your project, Warp Speed, to fast-track a vaccine will be ready before the election, are you concerned that people won't trust that it is safe because you, a liar, exhibiting authoritarian tendencies, are behind it?
Don't be a wise guy, you fucking fake news bastard. You don't think the vaccine is real? Well, guess what? I have a vaccine right here. Do you see? It is real. Where's Joe Biden's vaccine? Joe Biden is working on a COVID-19 suppository in his basement. I will prove to the American people that this vaccine is safe by taking it myself right now.
Mr. President, would you inject me? It would be an honor, sir.
Yes, Karen. I have two vaccines. You come right up here. You are a patriot.
Oh, thank you.
Where is Scott, my radiologist who advises me on the coronavirus? Scott, should we wear lead vests for this? No? Thank you, Scott.
Oh, yes, I am, sir. And I want you to know I would never ask Joe Biden to administer his suppository to me.
Here you go.
Thank you, sir. Oh, it didn't even hurt.
Now you do me. Jesus fucking Christ. Ouch. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, sir.
Just walk around. Oh, I know. I feel better already.
What do you mean you feel better? You mean you have the virus?
I do, sir, but not anymore.
I have to leave for an emergency phone call. This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.